Legislative primary races don't tend to get voters really excited. There's usually low voter turnout. But this year, there's a lot going on with some legislative primary races. Can you tell us what's a little bit different this time?
There are a number of things that are different about this primary season. And one of them is the context that we have this epic struggle between the legislature and the governor. We have a governor who is looking for ways to challenge the control of the Democratic leaders over their majorities and to challenge those majorities to ultimately reduce them when you get to the general election. It is all about leverage in relation to solving the budget stalemate, to getting advantage in terms of the turnaround agenda. You've got these two races that involve a incumbent Democratic member of the House under fire and an incumbent Republican member of the Senate under fire. Again, very unusual. Incumbent legislators very rarely get challenged. If they do, it's almost always involves local issues.
Governor Bruce Browner has endorsed the opponent of sitting Republican Senator Sam McCann. Do you remember any other time when a governor has turned against an incumbent candidate from his own party?
I can't remember any situation in which that happened. You have to go back to the original boss Daley, Richard J. Daley. He would suggest to incumbent legislators, aldermen, county officials, he would suggest that it was time for them to retire and for new blood. And if those Democrats resisted his suggestions, then he would routinely retire them through the primary process. And, that's really the activity of a political boss. You've got the executive branch controlling things within, what is essentially the legislative branch. And so this is about Senator McCann voting against the governor on an arbitration bill that would have helped public employee unions. It's about that vote, and it's about Sam McCann, but it's also about the rest of the Republicans in the legislature, which the not-so-subtle message is, you mess with the bull, you get the horn.
Republican political operative Dan Proft has gotten involved in a Democratic primary by giving financial support to incumbent House member Ken Duncan. Has Proft ever supported a Democratic primary candidate before?
I think that's unusual. This non-for-profit that Dan Proft is one of the principals in gave $500,000 to Duncan, who failed to show up and vote for a child care bill that the Democrats were trying to get an override on. And that is dark money. They are not required to reveal their donors. They are supposed to spend more than half their money on education rather than direct involvement in politics. And so somewhere out there, there should be $501,000 worth of spending that's on strictly on educational money. But the involvement is there, clearly. And if you look at the race we just talked about, there's a huge amount of independent expenditures that are being funded by the Liberty Principles that Dan Proft runs expenditures against Sam McCann. And so it looks like essentially the governor is outsourcing the campaign through this independent expenditure group run by Dan Proft. A different group he's associated with has given, as far as I can tell, the largest check that doesn't come from either a political action committee or a wealthy individual. It may be the biggest check ever written in Illinois politics, $500,000 to Duncan's campaign fund.